Now that we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, we've got to admit, there's a lot to be thankful for. For a change, why not hold a Thanksgiving based on astronomy? I'm thankful that whenever people set up telescopes, nobody plays music through loudspeakers. Lots of people think that Bach, for example, would be appropriate while gazing at the Milky Way. And our culture already regards silence with suspicion. We have music nearly everywhere else, like in elevators. As an observatory director, I'll admit to being tempted on public viewing nights to play some atmospheric music. But what kind? Is Saturn better when accompanied by rap, jazz, or hip-hop? Anyway, many celestial phenomena do actually merit gratitude. That the moon and sun both appear exactly the same size, which is true nowhere else, which allows total eclipses to occur in our lifetimes. In just a few tens of millions of years, the slowly spiraling away moon will appear too small to cover the sun. We can be grateful that water is different from all other molecules of its size and weight, which are all gases at room temperature. But water's connections between its atoms make it act as if it were much heavier. This alone allows H2O to be liquid at the relatively high temperatures found in our dining rooms and lets our veins and brains be filled with fluid instead of gas. Grateful that Earth doesn't orbit Orion's red star, Betelgeuse, not just because that name embarrassingly means the armpit of the sheep, but because it's likely to explode before too long, which would make everyone insecure. And I'm grateful that during the earliest UFO landings, some of the aliens got left behind and multiplied here on Earth, where they came to be enjoyed as turkeys. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.